This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves if you dial in toll-free. The number for you is 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there completely free, so enjoy those. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight is Ian.
JJ.
And Mark.
So there's, of course, lots to discuss. Your call's primary, so let's go to the phones and to the fun. It's Chris in Michigan. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Ian. How are you doing today?
Chris, what's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to tell you a story. I showed my brother how to do the Mark Stevens line of questioning this morning at his court hearing for ticketing.
And
he
so what?
For turning
what?
What's that?
You were going to say he got a ticket for what?
He got a ticket for turning left at a place that said no left turn.
Okay.
And so he did the... Is there an echo on your end, too?
Nope, you sound fine.
Okay. But he went to the court this morning to an informal hearing. The state of Michigan, you're allowed to do an informal hearing. And then you can appeal to a formal if it doesn't work.
Okay.
Which means that they have a formal hearing. Yeah, they have a hearing to scare the crap out of you so that you won't go into an actual hearing, right?
I see.
Right, but we scared the crap out of them with the Mark Stevens questioning is what happened.
Now, Mark
and
Stevens...
the magistrate actually said thank you for appealing to a formal hearing.
Wow. So this is the informal hearing is not in front of a man in a robe, then?
It is in front of a magistrate.
Okay.
And she was uneducated on the laws whatsoever.
Yeah, these people just take plea bargains.
Right.
So right. Now the Mark Stevens approach is to ask a bunch of questions that kind of back the bureaucrats into a corner from which they'll either have to lash out in violence or drop your case.
Right. And what happened was when we established that it wasn't a fair trial, she says, well... If that's the case, if what you're saying is true, then it's not fair for everybody.
Yep. You figured it out, lady. Good job.
Ding, ding, ding.
I thought that was hilarious.
Nice. Did you get this on video, perhaps?
Because you went on to say that she didn't care that it was unfair and that this is the best trial you're going to get, are her exact words.
Well, it is the best system in the world. You should be happy with it. So, did you get video of this?
No, we didn't. I wasn't sure what the... I wasn't sure what kind of risks I was taking by doing video at the time, so I didn't know whether to do it hidden or not. So,
well, I mean, if it's a public hearing, you shouldn't have to hide any sort of cameras. I mean, theoretically they should allow them in. That doesn't mean they will, but usually it's just a matter of filing a motion or a notice or something like that.
Oh, good. Well, that's good to know because the next time, then we could. We could do that, but yeah, it's gonna go to a formal hearing now, and we're gonna see what happens in the pretrial when the same line of questioning is used.
One thing I've noticed about the whole taping issue is that as you initially start it, you might be met with some resistance or some attitude, but once you have done it a few times and they're used to you, they pretty much just let it go. I see, in the Keene Court, we film. Basically everything that happens before the robed man.
Pretty much.
And so they're pretty much used to the camera coming in, and it's pretty much, I guess, part of the process now.
Yeah, at this point.
So I think just doing it, trying it, put that motion in, and if you're ever in court or if you're ever in front of the magistrate, whatever it is, just keep trying to get that camera in there and get them used to the cameras for yourself and for other people that might want to tape. I think that's a critical element, and that'll hold them slightly accountable. And it's not, obviously, a judicial oversight board or anything like that, but at the same time, you will be able to post this stuff on the Internet and share your experience.
How many of Mark Stevens' questions did your friend or brother, was it, get through before, they moved on?
Well, we got all the way to the conflict of interest questions. We got to the conflict of interest questions, and once he established that, in fact, there was a conflict of interest between the officer and the magistrate, then she basically said that, well, it would be unfair for everybody if that was the case, and I don't really care. This is the best trial you're going to get, so if you're not going to get to the ticket, you might as well appeal to a formal hearing. So, but
how many questions did it take to get there?
I think we wrote down 6 or 7.
Okay.
We proceeded, though, once the fair trial went, we proceeded to try and impeach the officer as a credible witness afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And then also added our own little creativity as far as what evidence does the officer have to convict, that he should be guilty of, this said crime.
So wait, I'm sorry, a little confused. You guys already went to trial? I thought this was an informal hearing.
It was informal, but what happened was is that when you're at the informal hearing, after we had already tried to establish that it was an unfair trial, then what happened was is the officer, we used the two questions to try and show that the officer wasn't a credible witness to testify, and so therefore his evidence was invalid, being his testimony.
So even at this informal thing, they're still bringing the cop in, they're still paying the cop overtime to come in and testify?
Right, yeah, it's not just the magistrate. There's the magistrate, the officer, and then yourself, and that's how it works.
What changes between an informal hearing and a formal hearing?
You got a judge and a jury, and then
really?
You have a...
They'll give you a jury on a traffic ticket?
I'm not sure, actually, to be honest with you. I was under that impression, but I could be wrong.
Oh, things work differently state to state.
Yes, they do.
So it's hard for me. I'm just surprised at that because that's not the way it works here.
It was a judge and a jury. When I had my ticket, they said that the formal hearing was a judge and a jury, and that was where you were allowed to be represented by an attorney.
Huh, interesting.
Whereas in the informal hearing, attorneys are not allowed.
So when will this formal hearing be? Has that been scheduled yet?
It looks like it's going to be a month and a half away.
All right, so maybe a good idea between now and then would be to look into what the court would, what hoops they're going to try to require you to jump through in order to record it on video, because getting video of this
stuff
is priceless. And
that'd be awesome for us to record it and then submit it to Free Talk Live, and you guys can take a look at it.
Well, sure. I mean, you'd want to put it on YouTube so everyone can take a look at it and then maybe submit the YouTube to freetalklive.com. But let us know what transpires. Very interesting when people are trying different approaches in court. Certainly, and thank you for the call tonight, certainly nothing is a silver bullet. There is no guarantee that any sort of magic words or line of questioning or anything like that is going to result in you being released from whatever sort of threats they're placing you under. But it is nonetheless educational to see what has worked and in what circumstances and who tried it and stuff like that.
It's clear from what we've seen that they do pretty much what they want. And as Chris had said, that this is the best trial you're going to get. That sort of philosophy that they have in their head of what they're doing, that this is justice. And whether or not you like it, that's too bad, because this is the only justice you can get.
You can still attempt to hold them to their rules. Admittedly, they can be very slippery. But the more education you have on the subject, the better off you are. The jurisdictionary system will help you to get a foundation. The Mark Stevens system is very interesting to see whether you can get these people to show a conflict of interest, because there certainly is one, no doubt. And the more you can take these folks to court, the more you can fight these things, the better off you are, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, absolutely. And up here, the Mark Stevens approach. You can go to markstevens.net to learn more about him, M-A-R-C. That's markstevens.net.
Also, jurisdictionary.com.
Yeah, jurisdictionary.com. Jurisdictionary may be a little more useful up here, because the Mark Stevens approach, just they don't even want to hear it. They don't even want to listen to questions. They're just not interested in that. But then again, maybe it's just for me. Maybe with somebody else trying it, it would work differently.
Well, they certainly do have a thing for you, if you will.
So, I don't know. 800-259-9231. You never know what's going to work, but we know what doesn't work, and that is taking a plea bargain and having everybody take a plea bargain.
Yeah.
If everybody would stop taking the plea bargains, they'd stop handing out these junk charges to folks. 1-800-259-9231. As usual, the system rests on your obedience and docility. 800-259-9231. Take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member on the left-hand side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They will walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. Meds.freetalklive.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at HostGator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.freetalklive.com host you.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with the look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker. It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want, dial in toll free, and take control of the airwaves at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free. So enjoy those on us. Freetalklive.com. Features including listening options. You go to listen.freetalklive.com. You can tune into our broadband and dial-up feeds, plus get information on how to listen via the listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance. Listen that way. There's our webcam, our free-to-air satellite channel, as well as 93 radio stations from coast to coast that pick up the show at various different points throughout the week. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70% off. And they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com, and along the side, the left-hand side of the page is an area where you can click Become a Member. Their customer service is excellent. They'll call you up. They'll talk to you about what kind of meds you're on and how they can help you, what kind of discounts they can get you. They'll walk you through every step of the way, and you'll save a lot of money. It's meds.freetalklive.com. Doesn't matter what kind of prescription you're on. Well, I guess there are some that you can't, you know, class 1 drugs or something like that. But it's meds.freetalklive.com.
All right, so you can take control of the airwaves here, and we've talked in a lot of instances in the past, shared stories of police officers who have gotten away with things like murder, and where the police department seems to actually back them up on their claims regarding what it is that they've done to people, or essentially investigating a so-called crime and then determining that, oh, no, the cop did everything just fine. It was completely by the book when he shot that unarmed man. Things like that. And there have just been no shortage of these instances, and in so many cases, it seems like 90%+, 95%+ of the police cases where you have witnesses to police abusing people and harming people and using too much force with people, that they just get away scot-free. Not only that, in some cases they're given awards, they're given medals, they're given promotions.
Vacation.
They're certainly given vacation in all the cases. When they're being investigated, they're usually put on paid leave. And we've got an update here on a story out of Seattle that we discussed several weeks back. It's about the guy with a knife that was in downtown Seattle. He was whittling.
Yeah, the deaf guy who had a knife to whittle with.
Yeah, so he was, partially deaf, as I understand it. Deaf in one ear or something like that. And he had headphones in at the same time. So what happened was this cop arrives on the scene, or I guess was just driving by. No one called him. This cop was just driving by and noticed this man holding a knife, decided to get out of his car and start yelling at him to put the weapon down. And then within seconds of him yelling, "Put the weapon down," the cop draws down on the dude and shoots him to death.
Wow.
In just at a busy intersection in Seattle, there's a woman walking across the street. I've seen the video footage of this. You don't actually see the killing. It's the cop's camera. It's pointed forward, and he walks off the camera to do the killing. But there's just a woman walking across the street right there. I mean, so there's people all around. Yeah. And
somebody's not feeling threatened by a madman wielding a bloody knife.
Right. He hadn't hurt anybody.
That didn't occur.
He hadn't yelled at anybody. He hadn't menaced anybody with it.
Do they know why he had the knife in the first place?
He was whittling, I think.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. So,
I mean, I used to do that when I was a kid.
Sure, yeah, my dad did that.
It's not how I spend my time these days, but somebody does.
So the investigation has concluded, and according to the Seattle Times, King County prosecutors have decided not to file criminal charges against Seattle police officer Ian Burke in the fatal shooting of woodcarver John T. Williams.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Wow. Prosecutor's office is expected to announce the decision in a news conference scheduled for yesterday, shortly after. Seattle Police Chief John Diaz is expected to disclose at a news conference that the department's Firearms Review Board has reached a final decision that the August 30th shooting was not justified, say sources briefed on the finding. The board's conclusion, reached in private deliberations, allows the police department to begin internal proceedings that could lead to Burke's firing or other discipline, the sources said. So
internal. This means that he's not going to be charged with anything. This is internal.
Correct.
The worst case scenario for ending this man's life for having a knife with which to whittle
is a lost job.
Is a lost job.
That's right.
Wow. And that's why people can't take the justice system seriously. And they look at these police officers, and you're supposed to, I guess, hold them to a higher standard because they are these bastions of civil service in our community. But at the same time, they get away with murder, literally. And
yeah, that's right.
Right. What? I'm not saying a cop has an easy job. I wouldn't say that at all. But, you know, if I did this, if I'm, wandering down the street, I decide this guy with a knife is a menace, and I just whip out the gun and shoot him within 7 seconds, then I'm going to get a murder charge.
Absolutely.
This guy isn't.
According to the story, so again, they could lead to Burke's firing or other discipline. Now, other discipline could mean, you know, a slap on the hand. Other discipline,
or he loses a rank.
Right,
you know, something
right.
Like
could
that.
Mean demotion. Could mean moving him to a desk job. Could mean, you know, any number of things. But the important thing is the criminal charges are now, you know, that's not even an option on the table. So this will be brushed under the rug, and then at some point the police department will release a, you know, some sort of a news release later on down the line saying that, well, we've determined that Officer Burke was, you know, a naughty boy, and we've had a talking, you know, we've had a talk with him, and we have told him, you have been a naughty boy, and you will not do this again. Do you understand? Now, go have a donut. So
well, it's tragedy. This is a tragedy of justice, not only of the supposed system of law we have, but accountability, transparency, everything like that. It just smacks of the class system that I've spoken of in the past episodes.
As you've mentioned, J.J., Burke, in this case, has been on paid leave since the shooting. So this man has been getting a paycheck since August 30th. This murderer has been able to sit at home,
right,
playing his Xbox, or whatever it is he does while he's at home drinking his beer, taking your taxpayer dollars to live his lifestyle, whatever that might be, and he just gets to sit there while they do their little investigation, however long that's going to take.
What about the family of this victim here? Have they done anything in the courts or filed any sort of...
Good question. I do not know. Most people are pretty scared to do these sorts of things.
Right.
It's the cops.
When you're dealing with the criminal justice system, usually there's not a lot of input from the victims until, you know, everything's done. At sentencing, the victims can speak up, but before that, generally, there's not much.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. The prosecutor's office declined on Tuesday to discuss its decision, and why should they? Well, they've got no obligation
certainly
to speak to you. I mean, they sure, you pay their salary through your taxes, but you're going to pay their salary whether or not they talk to you. And so why should they feel like they need to talk to you? They have no reason to explain themselves to you. You'll pay whether they explain themselves or not. So better to just not.
I think the big problem here is this creates a sort of sense of vigilante justice. Because if people can't get justice through the normal avenues that they provided, through legal means, and eventually people are going to get fed up. And someone's going to come after that officer or the police station and bomb it or run their car into it or do something. I don't advocate violence at all. But you don't leave them any alternatives.
Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. There's a little more detail on this particular case. And, of course, you can bring up anything else. And, Mark, you're going to tell us about how the feds have seized several thousand web domains accidentally. It's Free Talk Live.
Extend your life.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free, bring up anything at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight is Ian.
JJ.
And Mark.
Inviting you to our website. The main feature of the site actually allows you to control the content. So if you find something that you think's interesting online, whether it be a YouTube video or news article, blog post, you take it, you submit it to freetalklive.com, and then it pops up for other people to vote on as to whether or not they like what you've suggested. The most liked will make it to the front page and the top of the website at freetalklive.com. And freetalklive.com is a great place to go to get some liberty-oriented news, but it's not the only one.
Yep, you can go to freedomsphoenix.com, uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided a detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we have with coercive governments. freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to freedomsphoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. It's freedomsphoenix.com.
We are talking about an update on a story that we brought to you several weeks ago. It was August 30th when a police officer in Seattle shot a man to death for the horrific crime of disobeying a police officer. Because that's really all this man was doing. I mean, I don't know, maybe it is illegal to have a knife in Seattle. I'm not certain about that. But
wasn't it a 3.5-inch blade? If I'm remembering correctly, that's, I think, what they were talking about there. So, I mean, you're not talking about a big, dangerous weapon. That's
no.
Basically what's on a Swiss Army knife.
Pretty much, and it would seem unbelievable that something like that would be banned in Seattle, but again, I'm not going to jump to a conclusion there.
Right. I think it's a pipe dream, but I'd sort of like to see what's been going on in the Mideast and the sort of protests of people gathering. If there was advocates for this sort of person, this victim that was killed by the police, people should be outraged. They should do something about it. But unfortunately, they're so complacent and they're so reticent to stand up for themselves or for anybody else, that this sort of stuff will happen and it will continue to happen as long as people want to sit on their butts and not do anything and simply go along to get along. This will continue.
It's true. And people are scared, though. I mean, I don't blame somebody for not wanting to take on the police department. You've got a department full of murderers or people that back up a murderer. Somebody that'll stand next to a murderer and say, this man is my friend, and I think that he was justified in killing that man who was just sitting there with a knife listening to an MP3 player.
Well, you know, it seems to me that the police should be looking at this video and saying, well, this just isn't okay. It would seem to me, I saw the video, and if I were a police officer, it would seem to me that it would be my obligation to go and arrest this officer for what he did.
Yeah, it's more likely that what they'll do is they'll give him some retraining or something like that. Give him a memo. King County Prosecutor Dan Satterberg says, our decision has not been finalized and we'll make an official announcement in the near future. Prosecutors have been confronted with a steep legal hurdle in deciding whether to charge Burke with murder or manslaughter. State law shields police officers from criminal prosecution when they claim they used deadly force in self-defense, unless it can be shown they acted with malice and a lack of good faith. Spokesman for the mayor said that there will be statements made in the case on Wednesday. They didn't reveal what would be said. The decision not to file criminal charges comes about a month after a King County inquest jury reached mixed findings on the shooting. Four of the eight jurors found that Officer Burke wasn't facing an imminent threat when he fatally shot Williams, and that he didn't give Williams sufficient time to put down a knife he was carrying during their confrontation on a Seattle sidewalk. Not only that, he didn't give the man enough time or consideration to even acknowledge that he had heard the commands. This man had an MP3 player or something. He had headphones in, and he was listening to something, and on top of that, he was half deaf, so he probably didn't even hear what this man was shouting at him.
So you're saying 7 seconds. That's how long it was between the interaction and the shooting.
That was what Mark said. It was pretty quick.
I think it was 7 seconds was what somebody timed it at.
I mean, literally 7 seconds, putting the knife away, taking off your headphones, that's 7 seconds. Or just turning around and assessing the situation. 7 seconds, that's unbelievable.
Well, you know, if you're hard of hearing, you likely have the radio turned up louder, so more loudly. So then, you know, you're less likely to hear what's going on with the officer. Lots of people use headphones as ways to unplug from the outside world.
You're in a city. You're in a place where people may be shouting, you know, across the street, or you don't know if someone's talking to you. You hear someone speaking loudly. You've got your headphones in. You're in your own little zone, whittling with your knife.
What's this officer's name again?
Ian Burke.
Ian Burke.
And I'm embarrassed to share a first name with him.
Oh, that's silly.
So there's a little more here. So the jurors, again, were mixed on their determination. One juror found that Burke did face a threat and gave Williams sufficient time. Three others answered unknown. So four of the eight jurors said that this officer was not facing an imminent threat. The man had not wielded his knife toward anyone. He was not holding a young lady at knife point. He didn't, you know, nobody was in jeopardy here. I could see that if this guy had his knife up to someone's throat, that 7 seconds, you know, put the knife down, 7 seconds, okay, you know, take the guy out. That makes sense. This guy was just standing or sitting there whittling. He was doing nothing.
This guy's crime was not reacting quickly enough to the officer's authority. Mm-hmm. That's really what his crime was. And this juror that found that the officer was facing an imminent threat, to me, just has to be one of those people that's so thoroughly brainwashed.
Just a sycophant.
Just thoroughly brainwashed sycophants that can't help themselves but side with the police every single time.
The findings regarding the actual threat to Burke stand in contrast to previous King County inquest decisions, in which jurors have almost always upheld the actions of police officers involved in deadly shootings. Inquest jurors weren't asked to weigh whether Burke was guilty or innocent of wrongdoing in the shooting. The results were reviewed by the prosecutor's office to help determine whether to file criminal charges. Even before the inquest, Burke, who was 27, joined the department in July of 2008. Had been stripped of his gun and badge as a result of the preliminary finding by the Firearms Review Board. The board, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, there you have it.
Another case that makes me happy that I'm here in New Hampshire.
Why is that?
Well, because of the support network that's here, that people will stand up to the abuses that the police commit on the people, like what happened to Pete recently and stuff like that. I think, you know, this culture of the activist community is one in which such things aren't tolerated, that news is generated, noise and outrage are spoken and given.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like things can just pass by. If someone got shot here for holding a knife, you better believe that there would be people, candlelight vigil or something, there'd be something happening where this officer would be very uncomfortable.
The shooting occurred after Burke saw Williams across the street holding a flat piece of wood and knife with a 3-inch blade. Williams, a member of Canada's First Nations people, used the knife for carving, his family says. Burke got out of his patrol car.
I was just thinking about what JJ said here, and I have to agree. The fact is that obviously the police there in Seattle don't feel held accounted to. If you can walk, if you can stop a man who's walking along with a whittling knife, who's half deaf with headphones in his ears, and shoot him within 7 seconds of giving him an order to put down the knife that he's not doing anything to anyone with, then you don't feel any level of accountability to the people. Yeah. Whom you serve.
Exactly.
You don't feel any. And I can tell you that here in Keene, New Hampshire, I don't know what it's like in the rest of the state, but I can tell you here in Keene, New Hampshire, that these police officers do feel that they're going to be held to account. I had a relatively recently, I guess it was last month or whatever, when Sean left the studio and he got pulled over. I drove up to that situation. I pulled out my camera. I told the state police officer, not the town cop, the state police officer, I'm going to be filming here. He said, all right. And he didn't even look up. His expectation is that there's going to be people, if you at least at the very least, if you mess with Free Staters, there's going to be people that are going to videotape what you do. They expect a level of accountability, and I think that's a good thing.
And eventually I hope that we have enough people here who can start actually reaching out to average people that are being aggressed against as well.
Like, yes.
The activists up here are very, very good at responding when one of their own is aggressed against, but that doesn't do much to help the other individuals who are being harmed on a regular basis by these aggressive government people. So we're moving in the right direction, but there's a lot more that needs to be accomplished. A little more on what actually occurred here. Burke got out of his patrol car and followed Williams onto the sidewalk. Burke shouted at Williams to get his attention and ordered him 3 times to put down the knife. Burke fired when Williams didn't respond, hitting him 4 times. Testified during the inquest that he was initially concerned because Williams showed signs of impairment while carrying the knife. He said when he sought to question Williams that Williams turned toward him with a very stern, very serious, very confrontational look on his face. So as usual, cop gets away with murder because he claims he was scared. It's Free Talk Live at 800-259-9231. You can take control as brave heroes.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. It'll give you the features there totally free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
And by the way, I want to tell you about an exciting opportunity if you are maybe just graduated college or still in college, right, Mark?
That's right. Okay. The Intern for Liberty. You can make a difference, get experience, and get paid. The Institute for Humane Studies is seeking undergraduates, graduate students, and recent graduates for its summer internship programs. They have internships in all kinds of journalism and in public policy. The internship includes a generous stipend, housing assistance, career workshops, training throughout the summer. You can visit libertarianinternships.com for more information and to sign up there to receive updates and reminders. This is an incredible opportunity for somebody who's in college to go on. You know, many of the people who have taken this have gone on to ABC's 2020, the Financial Times, Washington Post, Wall Street Journal, The Economist, and many more. It's libertarianinternships.com.
All right, so we're going to continue here, giving you the latest on what's happening with the man, the cop that shot a man with a knife, except the man with the knife wasn't doing anything with it. He was just whittling, carving a little bit of wood while he was on the street in Seattle. This cop pulls up, gets out of his car, yells at the man to drop the knife, and then drops him with 4 gunshot wounds.
Why couldn't he just shoot him in the leg or something? I mean, he's got a knife.
It's just crazy. This man is obviously in no way interested in providing service to his so-called customers.
Well, maybe his family works for a mortuary or something. God. I don't know.
So I've actually pulled up the video here, and I don't know if we're going to be able to get audio out of this. I actually haven't monitored yet, so we're just going to take a shot in the dark here and see how it sounds. And yeah, we're not getting it. I don't think there is. Oh, wait a minute. No, that does not appear to be audio on this video. But, so anyway,
What do you mean there's no audio? I just heard audio.
You did? Well, I didn't hear the audio, so.
It was in my headphones.
Huh. I can't explain that. Anyway.
Am I in the studio plug here?
Yeah, I think you're in the wrong plug. Okay. So, we're going to continue here. Of course, we'll take your phone calls at 800-259-9231. Suffice it to say that within seconds of giving the order to drop the knife, this cop nailed this guy. And he killed him. So, a little bit more information here from the Seattle Times.
You'd think these guys had tasers or something. I mean, wouldn't this be the opportunity to pull a taser?
Burke told jurors, again, this is the cop, Ian Burke, said that the man, Williams, turned towards him with a very stern, very serious, very confrontational look on his face.
This is the best he could come up with. Yep. The guy looked mean at me.
Yep. Burke told jurors that he still had the knife out and was in a very confrontational posture when he opened fire.
Yep. He's not on video, that much is for sure.
Williams, a chronic inebriate, had a blood alcohol level measured during his autopsy at 0.18%, above the 0.08% at which a driver is legally deemed drunk. During the inquest, two witnesses contradicted Burke, saying...
What?
0.18%.
Yeah, that's pretty drunk.
Yeah. Yep. So he was drunk in the middle of the day, carving some wood. So what?
Yep.
Leave the man alone. During the inquest, two witnesses, remember, were in the daytime on the Seattle downtown street in full view of everybody. So two witnesses contradicted Ian Burke, the officer, saying they didn't see Williams do anything threatening.
Wow.
But yet, nonetheless, three of the eight jurors who were at this inquest said they weren't certain as to whether or not the officer was being threatened. And one of the jurors decided that the officer was being threatened, but luckily four said that he was not. But nonetheless, you've got two witnesses contradicting this officer. They don't have an iron in this fire. They're not friends with this man. They just happened to be nearby when this went down. And they were saying they weren't scared, but yet this cop was supposedly frightened of this man.
Wow, you know, I would feel threatened just to have this murderer still on the force, still being immune from prosecution, carrying his badge and gun, walking around like he owns the place. I think the people of Seattle should feel threatened.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, even though they are being threatened by having these maniacs walking around out there taking their money from them, they're not willing to do anything about it, as you pointed out earlier.
What about pepper spray? Why couldn't he use pepper spray and shoot the guy in the eye? I mean, listen, a knife in his hand, your reach is basically all your ability to do any sort of damage.
You're right about that. I mean, I suppose you could throw it at him, but even if he had pepper spray, that still would have been in a just absolutely uncalled for level of violence, because you're only, as a police officer, my understanding, at least, is you're only supposed to use the appropriate level of force to bring the suspect to justice. And that's presuming they're committing some sort of a, you know, violent act. And he wasn't. So pepper spray would have been completely uncalled for as well. I mean, you couldn't even get this man's attention. He's drunk, he's got headphones in, and he can barely hear you in the first place.
We wouldn't have heard the story if he used pepper spray or taser.
Right.
Like, the story would have never made national news. Pepper spray or taser, although I agree with you, might have been excessive. However, the guy would have walked away from it. I mean, you know, I'm sorry, but if you're stumbling around drunk, you know, in the middle of the day, you know, on the sidewalk, the chances of getting pepper sprayed or tasered are much higher, and shot, for that matter, are much higher than they are if you're drunk at your house.
And it gets worse. Burke testified that shortly after the shooting, he told a witness, a responding officer and detective, that Williams had not complied with his order to put down the knife. He acknowledged that at that time, he did not tell them that Williams had threatened him. So it didn't come out until later that, oh, yeah, he was in a threatening posture. He didn't tell anybody that day that he felt like that was what had happened.
Well, it seems to me, I mean, just from what we've talked about, and obviously I don't have all the answers, but it seems to me that Ian Burke is a coward who just simply couldn't deal with the situation. He couldn't man up engage in any sort of conversation. He just pulled out the gun and...
A cowardly sicko. A cowardly sadist.
It seems to me a much better chance. He might be a coward, but it seems like there's a much better chance. This is a guy who goes to the range, you know, on a pretty regular basis. He puts a lot of holes and a lot of pieces of paper that are shaped like men.
Yep.
And, you know, he's just itching for that day that he'll get to do it. I mean, as a cop, you can hardly imagine how often, you know, somebody must ask you, hey, ever shot anybody? And, you know, there's a certain classification of people there that are going to be upset that they have to say no. So now we can say yes.
All right, so you can take control here. 800-259-9231 if you've got any thoughts on cops getting away with murder. Jurors unanimously found that Williams was carrying an open knife when first seen by Burke, but four answered no and four unknown when asked if the blade was open when Burke fired. In reviewing the case, prosecutors had various options, charging Burke with second-degree murder, first-degree reckless manslaughter, second-degree negligent manslaughter, or declining to bring a charge.
Second-degree negligent manslaughter. They couldn't come to an agreement on that.
Wow.
Second-degree murder charge would require prosecutors to show beyond a reasonable doubt that Burke intended to unlawfully kill Williams or that Burke intentionally and unlawfully assaulted Williams, causing his death. Manslaughter requires less proof. Prosecutors would only need to show that the reckless or negligent conduct caused a death, though they still must do so beyond a reasonable doubt. And federal prosecutors have been monitoring the case and could consider bringing a criminal civil rights case against Burke, but they must show willful criminal conduct to obtain a conviction. The shooting of Williams and the other incidents have prompted the ACLU of Washington and 34 community groups to call on the Justice Department to investigate the police department practices. And, you know, maybe they will, but I wouldn't expect anything to come out of it. And I certainly wouldn't expect anything to come out of it immediately.
Well, what about the two witnesses that say they saw nothing threatening coming from...
What about them? So the case is closed.
The case is closed.
They're not going to prosecute.
The case is closed.
Seattle officers have been under scrutiny over use of force in several incidents over the past year alone, particularly in dealing with minorities. Gee, what do you want to bet that Mr. Williams was black?
No, Mr. Williams was Indian, is what they
said. Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
At least a portion.
Well, he's not white.
That much is true.
All right. So there you go. 800. So people are still doing this. There apparently was a protest scheduled for yesterday. People are kind of keeping up on this in Seattle.
Excellent.
So at least that's good news. But as usual, it's this sort of outrage has been sparked before by police killings and. There's never anything that comes out of it. The best that you get is like a police review board or something like that, and that doesn't ever result in anything that significantly changes things.
Right. You know, if a guy loses his job as a cop, I mean, is that supposed to be somehow equal to going to jail? Because that's generally what happens in these circumstances. If they're found guilty of something, usually they're let go off the force or something like that. And this Burke fella, maybe he'll have to fly a desk for a couple of years or something like that. I don't know. Maybe they'll put him on the duty at the county jail, and maybe they won't do anything.
All right, so coming up here, your chance to win a two-pack of the Totesack. In fact, we're going to do that right now, as a matter of fact. The Totesack allows you to bring the grocery bags back in from the car, no problem. One trip is all it takes for me. Totesack.us. You can go there to learn more and order your own, TOTASAK.us. It is made out of recycled material, but that doesn't mean it's cheap. That does, as far as its quality, this thing could... It can hold way more than you could possibly carry in your arms.
I don't know what it would take to break it, but you would probably have to attach to two trucks and drive off the bridge.
Yeah, and it doubles as kind of like brass knuckles, except they're not made of brass. I mean, they're awesome. Totesack.us. You can call in now, though, and win yourself a two-pack at 603-435-1105. You want a two-pack of the Totesack? It's yours. Just dial in 603-435-1105. There's more Free Talk Live coming up. The Fed's cracking down on a bunch of websites on the way.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Pure Life Water, helping you drink better and live better by providing a zero-calorie alternative to sugary drinks. Visit us at nestle-purelife.us. When kids are playing, they often don't want to stop to keep hydrated, so send them out with a bottle of water and encourage them to take frequent drink breaks or call them inside for a quick sip. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.